We'll have tents pop up on the north side, south side, central, right here, Port Arthur area. But there's more to that than what just the public sees.
Exactly.
And I like when documentaries peel back that onion. They keep peeling back layers and we get more out of it. And they're, hey, we're like, you know what? There's 10 sides. You're listening to Rat Race, stories of addiction and recovery with your host, Jody and AZ.
I know this is not normally the way I do things, but do you know if there's a hot topic in the media that comes to mind?
Not specifically that I can think of, but I do think that talking about a sobering story and how it highlights some of the things happening in Thunder Bay could make for a pretty good episode. And it's timely too, right? So
yeah, it's definitely timely. And I think we were supposed to have, is it the producer and the director of the film?
Yeah, I believe so. Okay. Yeah. Two Ryans,
eh? Yeah. And we were scheduled to have a chat with them this week, but I know their schedules are probably swamped as well with they just had the premiere. Was that their first premiere this month?
I believe that was the launch of A Sobering Story at Silver City on the big screen earlier this week. And we're hoping to get them on the podcast here, but there were just some scheduling issues and conflicts on both sides. But we're hoping to bring them on to discuss A Sobering Story on an upcoming episode here of The Rat Race.
Okay. And so they had their premiere, was it just last week here?
Yeah, pretty sure that showed on Wednesday and Thursday, and it looked like it was really well attended. I saw some pictures on my social media feeds from some friends who went, and a lot of people I know went, and it looked like the theater was really full, and the feedback and reviews have been incredible. So really glad for those guys, and really glad this story is getting out there for people to see.
Jody, is this a Thunder Bay-based production? And what were some of the reviews like from what you remember?
Yeah, I haven't seen the Sobering Story yet, but I'm planning on seeing it when they go back on the big screen in May. But obviously, I think we have many of the same friends. People in recovery are interested in this story. And a lot of people I know, I was watching their social media feeds and they had either attended or were talking about attending. And most of the reviews were really positive. I think people really enjoyed what they saw. And I think it really was a great way to highlight some of the things that we're dealing with here in Thunder Bay. So I'm really glad these guys took the time to put this together. And I'm glad that it's getting the fanfare that it's getting here in Thunder Bay.
Okay. I saw the trailer today for the first time, and I'm getting a better understanding as to what the documentary is about. I think there's a lot of, just based on the 2-minute trailer, there's a lot of messaging there. And even though I've only lived in Thunder Bay for about a year, just by watching the trailer, I can see the impact, how relatable it can be, because what's going on here at the local Thunder Bay level is quite transferable to several, if not every community in our country. And that's just speaking on our country. What separates this documentary from like other addiction documentaries out there based on what you know about it?
Yeah, I think it's just really up close and personal with people here in Thunder Bay. As I was watching the trailer with you, and again, I haven't seen the actual movie yet, although I plan on checking it out. There's a lot of people who I recognize. So I think these guys really went out of their way to make the right connections and meet the right people and really make this story pop. There's a crisis here in Thunder Bay, an addictions crisis. I think we all know that. And these guys, it looks like, did a really good job of bringing that to the forefront, to show people just how it is out there. Because I think in Thunder Bay, and probably truly in other cities too, there's always that divide. There's the people who have nothing to do with addiction and they just as soon brush it under the rug. And then there's the people who are living that lifestyle. And this really is like a frontline look at what's happening here in Thunder Bay and really opens things up and shows people just some of the things that we're working through as a community here, some of the struggles that some of the people are having, talking about the drugs, talking about the gangs, talking about the money that's being made, talking about the challenges that come along with all of it. And I think that these guys, hats off to them for putting in the time, effort, the capital to really showcase all of this so people can have a better understanding of what's happening here in this city and probably in cities across Canada. But Thunder Bay it's tough out there. We both know that. And I've lost a lot of people over the years. And it's nice to see stories like this coming out. So maybe it can be just brought to the attention of people who may not otherwise understand or know just how bad things are here in Thunder Bay.
Yeah, it's weird how we are aware that there's stuff going on in the street. Like I might be driving and I might see something in a part of town and be like, yeah, there's some struggle, there's some challenges there, because it's open and we can visually see it on the street. And then there's messaging in newspapers, there's messaging via text messages and photos, but sometimes the messaging doesn't hit home. And it's interesting and it's weird to me that we need to put a story on the big screen where people have to pay and sit in a seat to really get the impact. And maybe that's how we spread the message to a broader audience or make it hit home. It's just, I find that weird. It's going on around us, but we have to go into a theater to get that delivery.
Right. And I think these guys went above and beyond with how they were able to connect with people who are right on the front lines. You know, as I was watching that trailer, I recognized several people, and these guys really put the effort into to meet and put together a collective story of people who are right there on the front lines living this or affected by this in different ways. And it's impactful when it's done that way. So again, hats off, because I'm sure there's a lot of effort and time put into bringing this all together into a package of a couple hours to put on a big screen. But I think that these guys have done the legwork to really bring it all to bring it all together, to tie it up into a nice little package to give people a really better and more clear idea of what's happening here in Thunder Bay.
For sure. Projects like this that increase awareness, they bring this to the public's attention. And then there's programs in the community. There's treatment programs, there's establishments, sober establishments like yours here called Howl at the Moon Cafe. What type of impact do we want a documentary of this magnitude to see within our community?
Yeah, I can't speak for those guys and what their goals are, but I'd imagine that probably it has something to do with maybe obviously bringing attention to the issue. That's clear. But maybe also advocating for more resources and also advocating for more understanding in the broader community of what's happening there, some more compassion, and which might translate into more resources and more people being saved from this life of addiction and the gang life and everything that comes along with it. We've talked in prior episodes about how Thunder Bay really is lacking in resources, right, from detox centers to aftercare programs to treatment programs and everything in between. And hopefully something like this will maybe bring to light just how serious and how big this issue is here in Thunder Bay. And with any luck at all, maybe it'll help us to get a bit of a better handle on some of the resources that we need and maybe get those resources happening for people so they can get the help that they need and we can have some people get sober.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to spreading the message, whether it's like through a documentary, whether I would like to see 10 independent drug and alcohol abuse podcasts out there in Thunder Bay. That'd be fantastic. You know, that because I think obviously what we're all doing, it's not 100% working. It's maybe tackling it a sliver at a time, let's say.
Exactly. Having these conversations out in the open, I think, is important, whether it's on our media platform or on other media platforms. It gets people talking, and I think that's a really good thing. And the more people who are doing that, the more people who are talking about this, the better, in my opinion. And I think you agree with me there.
And another thing, too, is with documentaries, like we see more sides to the story, I find. And this is me not, I haven't sat in on the premiere. I do plan to go in May if I'm in town for that day. But I find it's cool. I'm going to use the word cool because if I hear something in the paper or if someone sends me a text message of someone that doesn't have a home to go to and they're passed out on the side of the street, taking up prime real estate in Thunder Bay with a gorgeous view, sometimes you and I might understand that, hey, no one just gets there overnight. It takes some years and decades sometimes before someone gets to that point of series of events. But we only see the face. We don't know the stories behind the face that we just saw. And my experience with documentaries that I've seen, let's say on Netflix or like Crave or Amazon Prime, these are all platforms where I'm like, hey, you know what? There was 10 sides to that story. And who am I to just judge based on what I was told initially? And that's what I'm excited about with this documentary is, yeah, we see tent cities all over our major cities in Canada, right? Including Thunder Bay. We'll have tents pop up on the north side, south side, central right here, Port Arthur area. But there's more to that than what just the public sees.
Exactly.
And I like when documentaries peel back that onion. They keep back layers and we get more out of it. And we're like, you know what? There's 10 sides. You know?
Agreed. And I think these guys really, by the looks of things, did a really good job of digging deeper and providing some perspective and some insight on some of the things that we just talked about. And That's why I think projects like this are important, because you made a really good point there. When we're out in the community, we see things, but we see it from a very superficial level. And a lot of times there's a lot more perspective and insight that really needs to be considered. But we don't see that on the ground level. But these guys, they really dug in, and they it looks like they really got some great stories, some great interviews, some great insight, and they tied it all together into a really convenient little package for people to see, where they could maybe get a bit of a better understanding of how things really are.
For sure. Where is this held? Just so our listeners know,
yeah,
I'm
so,
sure they can find it online as well.
But I should have done a little bit more research as to dates and so on for upcoming shows, but I know for sure that it's being shown at Silver City.
Okay.
I think there were the two April dates, and if I'm not mistaken, and I'm sorry, guys, if I get this wrong, but my understanding is that there are going to be more viewings upcoming in May. So you'll have an opportunity to go see A Sobering Story in May as well, if you didn't get a chance to catch these first two airings here in April.
Definitely.
Yeah. And hopefully, if all goes well, we'd like to get those guys who worked on this project to come on our podcast before the May screenings. And it sounds like that's probably going to happen.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that, Jody.
I'm excited too. And I can't wait to pick their brains about this a little bit more and get some insight about their journey to putting this together and how they feel now with the amazing support that they've got in the community for this film. I'm really excited about having them on the podcast.
Yeah, likewise. I'm looking forward to that meeting and that interview with the two gentlemen. And I'm also looking forward to the upcoming screening, because I do plan to go. But other than that, I know this is a short episode this week. And do you have anything else to add before we close off?
Not too much. I just thought it would be really timely to talk a little bit about it, because we wanted to make sure that our podcast touched on current events as well. And this is an important current event. The release of this film is important to our community. It's a big deal for the recovery community, and I'm really glad that we had a chance to sit down and talk a little bit about it here, and hopefully we gave them some good exposure for the project, and we can a few people in the seats to check that show out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think change has to come from the local level first, and if we can't change our community, how do we impact the rest of the country or the world? And so I think this is a beautiful thing. This is a powerful piece, and I think we're doing everyone on the street a disservice if we're not promoting it and we're not getting the message out there about a sobering story.
Agreed. And I'd encourage all of our listeners and all the regulars at Health the Moon to check this out. Support these guys. They put a lot of hard work into this project.
100%.
Go check it out. Support it. I know you will not be disappointed. It's going to be good. There's no question about it. And I'm really excited to go see it in May myself too. So
awesome. Jody, always a pleasure sitting down with you on a weekend. And I'll see you next week.
Yeah, real good to see you, AZ. Thanks
a
lot.
All right, bye, guys. As a reminder, episodes are released every Thursday on Spotify, Apple, or visit us at ratracepodcast.com. Please feel free to leave us a review or follow, subscribe to continue joining us on our journey. Thank you so much for listening, and bye for now.